An Arts and Crafts Day with
the Pooh.
One springy sort of day, Piglet found a box of old art projects. "Oh my," he said, pulling out his treasures. "I'd forgotten all about these." Piglet had a grand time putting clay sculptures, collages, and homemade frames all over the house. In fact, Piglet was so pleased with what he'd found that he decided to have his friends over for a little art show. "Everyone can bring something creative and share," he said happily. "Now about the invitation. What should it say?" Piglet went to ask Christopher Robin to write his invitation. Then he began cutting out letters and pasting them down. When he had finished, his invitation read, "Come to Piglet, save the day. You won't have very long to wait for the show. Please do your part. Make and bring a work of art." Then off Piglet went to deliver his invitations. His first stop was Pooh's house. Piglet knock, knock, knocked on the door and waited patiently. Piglet handed Pooh an invitation and told him about his Arts and Crafts Day. "Everyone will be bringing their very own work of art. It's going to be so much fun." "Oh dear," Pooh replied. "Whatever shall I make?" Suddenly, Pooh's rumbly tumbly gave him an idea. "I know," said Pooh happily. "I'll paint a picture of a beehive." Then Pooh had an even better idea. "Why, I'll use honey to paint it," he decided. That way he could fill his rumbly tummy and paint at the same time. But the honey was so sticky that Pooh's hands stuck to the paper. And when he tried to pry them loose, his arm, nose, and head got stuck too. "Oh, bother," sighed Pooh. "This isn't what I planned at all." After Pooh had cleaned himself up, he decided to use real paints instead. But he used so much water that when he hung up his painting to dry, all the colors ran together.
"Think, think, think,"
said Pooh. "I think perhaps I need to think of something else."
Sink, sink, sink.
So off Pooh went to his thoughtful spot.
Sink, 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 sink.
While Pooh was busy thinking, Tigger and Eeyore came by. Called Tigger, bouncing along, collecting pebbles, flowers, and leaves. "You'll never know the marvelous mask I'm making for Piglet's art show. Look!
Look, look, look!"
Then Eeyore spoke up.
"I'm not making anything special. Just a stick house made of little twigs."
"You mean you're not painting or drawing a picture?" Pooh asked curiously.
"Don't be ridiculous," said Tigger, laughing. "A work of art can be anything you put a little bounce and imagination into."
said Pooh thoughtfully.
Think, think, think.
I should put some imagination into what I like best. Honey! So Pooh walked along with Tigger and Eeyore thinking about honey. And as he walked, he gathered pebbles, leaves, berries, and twigs, just in case.
But before going home, Pooh dropped in to see what Roo and Congo were making.
I'm making a vegetable buddy, said Roo, with radishes for the eyes, a carrot for a nose, and a green bean for a mouth. See? I can make him wear a smile if he's happy, or a frown if he's sad.
What's Congo making? Asked Pooh.
Come outside and see, said Roo. It's called a flower chain,
Congo said, showing Pooh how to tie the flowers together. Mother Nature knew exactly what she was doing when she made every flower a work of art. A little while later, Pooh arrived at Rabbit's house.
Not much time to finish, Rabbit said. Gotta keep working on my bean mosaic.
I'm using all sorts of beans. White beans, lima beans, wax beans, string beans, jelly beans.
I think you've given me an idea, Rabbit, Pooh said. Thank you.
When Pooh got home, he began to search.
I don't have a garden full of beans, but I'm sure I can find something in these cupboards that will turn my honey pot into a work of art.
On the day of Piglet's art show, the friends began to gather at Piglet's home.
Come in.
How do you like my mask? Asked Tigger. Don't you think it makes me look mysterious?
What about my beautiful bean mosaic? Said Rabbit. Said Roo. Maybe I can borrow some of your jelly beans when I want to change the eyes on my vegetable buddy.
That's vegetable, Roo, dear, said Conga.
Eeyore, this might look good on you. Conga held up her colorful flower chain.
Oh, not sure about that, Eeyore said with a sigh.
Soon, Pooh showed up at Piglet's house with a honey pot full of flowers.
This is for you, Piglet, from all of us, Pooh explained happily.
We wanted to thank you for bringing out the honey in us all. And indeed, Piglet had brought out the creativity in every one of his friends. It was the loveliest art show ever in the 100-acre woods.